Oh dear, what an unfortunate twist of fate. You know, for several years now I've lived happily near the town of Wisebrook. I've been happy to sell my herbs, my remedies. It's been a peaceful life, one I found satisfying. Now it's all gone in one accident. Oh, that's what they said, at least. Some said it was roaming beastmen, some said it was mutants. Although truly no one seems to actually know what set my house on fire. What a homecoming. Still, not everything was lost, and I was able to make some crowns at the Schaffenfest. While in the course, well, there was that job offer, the one I was going to refuse. A very important position in Altdorf. It's strange they sought me out, though. Yes, I once did have quite vast alchemical knowledge, but that was in the past. I am semi-retired for a reason. Still, without a home, I do need something. So I almost feel like I don't really have a choice now. You know, now I think about it, it is rather odd timing. Still, no use thinking such things. I never wanted to return to Altdorf. I was supposed to be wiping my slate clean. Fate's funny sometimes, isn't it? Still, that Siegfrieda girl. She at least reminded me there are still good, honest folk out there. I hope she has a bright future ahead. I'm glad to help her in any way I can. I really am. This is Red Moon Roleplaying. It takes another hour or so before your business at this strange little signal tower is coming to a close. The various goods that you have rescued from said tower have been divided out. It has been agreed that the dwarves themselves will keep some things. It is their right as the people who technically are building on the property. But as your reward, you will of course be taking some things with you. That includes a large collection of books. Roughly 40 are still salvageable and worth something. Many of the others you recovered, sadly, not much to them anymore other than rot and mildew. One chest. Currently still locked. Salvage that. A whole bunch of glassware, mainly beakers and jars. But again, still quite valuable to a point. And a portrait. Although, speaking with Yosef, he doesn't seem keen to take on a portrait. He worries it might be cursed or concerned about the people in it. And the dwarves don't really care and will quite happily just burn the thing. Especially if it's the owner of this tower that they've all dubbed a cursed tower. Those are all the main goods. Yosef believes you should be able to get, when you sell it properly, maybe at least 20 gold crowns for the whole thing, give or take. Although, of course, it would fetch you much more if you were going to sell it in a proper city, as opposed to a village or town. Still, it's all been settled, and finally you're on the boat once again, on the pier, with Angelus and the last remaining dwarves, getting ready to bid you farewell. Angelus comes up to you, Siegfrieda, gives you a bit of a firm nod, and hands you a pouch containing 6 gold crowns. She says, "Well, you're a very, very weird doctor, but you did help us. You didn't have to, and you and your friends, well, I think you've solved this issue here, and if you hadn't come along, who knows what would have happened. So even though you are a strange lot, we are thankful."
"Well, I'm very happy that we could help. How is the patient in his tent?"
"Well, we've taken the weights off. I didn't think they needed any more. He seems to be getting a little better.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I recommend, and this will help his posture as much as anything else, keep the weights on his legs at least. Just a little tip from the School of Physicians."
"Noted. And again, if you're ever in the area of a hold, well, the Isambeards, say, Angelus, you helped us out. We don't forget a deed done."
"Or a done deed."
"Precisely."
"Indeed. I shake her hand and go on my merry way back to the barge."
And with that, the dwarves give you a firm nod of gratitude. You did see Heinrich at one point. They were saying something after the burning. Again, you're not familiar with how dwarves do things, but apparently burning bodies is okay. Not ideal. Not ideal. They said something about they wish they could have taken them back to the hold. Apparently dwarves do like to be buried in tombs. Family tombs, mainly. But otherwise, they seem satisfied. How are you feeling? Still stings a little, but you think, luckily for you, it might just be a very nasty scratch you got in the end.
A nasty scratch, it's twofold. One, moving is still painful. And two, I haven't quite entirely come to terms with the fact that when it comes to actual surgery, Siegfrieda knows what she's doing. I was happy to trust her book knowledge, but in the field I've only ever seen her just do the harm part, not the no harm. We're missing that little word. So to see her turn those skills to my benefit is quite surprising.
Indeed. And how are you feeling, Kruger? Another weird little adventure, but it seems to have paid off at least.
It certainly has. And we were able to figure out that strange lock to get in, and I don't know, I feel quite pleased with how that went. I was able to try out my new crossbow, and I found that it works really, really well. So, yeah, it was exciting. I hope we'll find a place like this again.
As the boat begins to set off, Walder comes to the three of you and says, "Well, once again, you three seem to have a habit for getting involved in things. I'm not entirely sure where I'm going to be able to sell some of these books, by the way. Kemperbad isn't necessarily a book place. Maybe the Temple of Arena. They're always looking for books, I suppose. We'd really get a lot more if we could take these down to Altdorf or Nuln, but, well, that's a completely different journey."
It certainly is. We have other places to go.
Yes, and some books are light enough to carry. Some we may wish to keep. There were some interesting tomes on anatomy there that I'm sure I can find some time to study. And if the author's long dead, make a bit of money by reprinting it with my name on it and a few modifications to make it up to date.
Well, good for you, Siegfrieda, because until then, the crate of books is going to be in your bunk.
I would have it no other way. I do not mind being some kind of author renegade who is in charge of someone else's books. It gives me plenty to read. And as I say, more than happy to put my name to them.
At this point, Rena kind of just slinks over to you, Kruger, and quietly whispers, I suppose maybe you could spare a gold crown. I kind of don't have any, and I notice you've got quite a few there, just you know, for old times.
Sure, for old times. Why not?
Yeah, thanks. Bit of a weird one, but I guess this is what you do now. You just go around randomly helping people.
Yeah, it's kind of turned out like that. I don't really know how that happened, but it feels kind of good. You ought to try it.
I'll take a normal job any day of the week. Anyway, as long as we're getting where we're going, that's all I really care about. We're nearly there now, Kemperbad, and then I think a few more days, I think, Wittendorf.
Absolutely. I hope, again, I do hope that we find what you're looking for and that they are okay.
I hope so too. I really, really do. All right. And off she goes. Yosef decides to stop for the day. It is, after all, starting to approach the evening, and so your boat camps up by the side of the river for the evening. But you are apparently going to arrive in Kemperbad, probably first thing in the morning when you set off. And so, once again, the three of you are in your little bunk area in the bottom deck of the Beribel. What do you discuss?
Well, it does seem that wherever we go, we find chaos in our trail, don't we?
Does seem to follow us.
Or at least something close. I have to say, the whole tomb thing, I thought it was going to be more excited. The experience, vastly overrated.
What were you expecting?
Well, for one, not to be stabbed. For two, a bit less mildew, a little more glittering treasure.
Yes, I have to admit that was fairly disappointing. Didn't at all match up to the stories I read when I was younger. But we do have treasure in a different form, I say, slapping the books.
They do say that knowledge is the greatest treasure of all.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Gold goes a long way too. But these books, what I can't learn from them, I'm sure someone can. As long as we're prepared to put the time in, we should be able to find a buyer. And that means we increase the coins in our pockets to spend on things we're more interested in. But there are books here that are of interest. There, as I say, there's some interesting anatomical studies, most of which are horribly out of date. But updating them is a way for me to pass the time, at least. And of course, if either of you wish to learn the fundamentals of healing and medicine, these are decent enough places to start if they were good enough for our ancestors. I'm sure you will find value in them. I say, hopeful that someone will show an interest in reading, but not at all optimistic that you will.
It was a deeply painful experience for me to learn the few words of classical that I had to duel. I'm not eager to repeat that.
Well, I think you're denying yourself one of the world's greatest pleasures, but I'm not going to twist your arm over it. I guess the question for us is, well, obviously we head where the river takes us. Are we going to continue this path of essentially tackling whatever springs in front of us, or do we have a greater cause in mind at this point? Obviously we know what this man was up to 60 or more years ago, but that hardly seems pressing at this point.
Indeed, you would all know that Wittgendorf is not a powerful city. It is, if anything, almost completely gone. Most people seem to think it doesn't exist anymore. So clearly something didn't go according to plan.
On the other hand, if we didn't find anything especially interesting or valuable in the tower, perhaps that is because our gentleman absconded with it to Wittgendorf. And if the town is all but deserted, what are the odds that the more valuable pieces have been left behind?
Yeah, that's a good thought. Oh, and his descendants, too, may be interested to hear of what their predecessor was doing out in the middle of the woods. That's why I suggested we salvage the painting. It's almost proof of our having been there, if you see what I mean, a signature. Something clearly befell the man, this Dagmar, because that written correspondence seemed to imply that they were leaving with the intention of eventually returning, and I assume those ghouls we encountered within were the servants that were never recovered or freed. But regardless, I think Wittgendorf is on our way, so we can look more into it. I'm, of course, very curious about what might happen when we reach another place that's on our path, Kemperbad. That's a woman who was in league with some of the corrupt magistrates, Atelka Herzen.
Yes.
She has a tower in Kemperbad that she referenced in some of her correspondence. We know that she is pursuing foul deeds based on her dealings with the conspirators back in Bogenhafen. Is it our moral imperative to interfere with them as soon as we get there?
Well, if we follow what we have been doing up until now, I suppose we should at least look into it and see if she's around and make sure that she's not doing anything nefarious, given that we will have some time to kill in Kemperbad anyways.
I can't say that thwarting this conspiracy has been lucrative for us, but it's certainly been rewarding in its own sense.
I'm kind of curious about all of this, you know? I want to know how it's all connected, and I would like to hope that we can stop these people from harming anyone else. I mean, we've been able to do so up until now, and they don't necessarily know that we're coming, right? So should be an advantage for us.
Oh, I wish that to be the case, but surely just as the fates know that we're heading to Kemperbad, the same people who have always been waiting for us will be waiting for us again. right?
I doubt they will have lost interest in us in the interim.
I suppose we'll have to see.
There's also the matter of that locked chest, and of course that staff. The dwarves didn't know what to make of it, and Yosef seemed a bit suspicious of a staff in the potential necromancer's lair, but you still have it, a nice wooden staff with a little purple crystal on the end. What are you going to do with these two items?
Well, if we can't work out a way of using them to good effect, selling them seems prudent. We don't have to sell them to some corrupt merchant who's going to use them to resurrect the dead in the Kemperbad cemeteries or anything like that. We can go to a church of good people who we know are striving to maintain order and explain that this was, well, where we found it, and we didn't want it to fall into the hands of someone who didn't know what they were doing with it, and hopefully name our price. Of course, the problem with such righteous folk is they insist on artifacts like these being handed over for the goodness of the realm rather than for the exchange of some coin. But if we express the pain and suffering that we went through to acquire it, and I point at Heinrich's wounds, then we might receive some compensation.
You might. And what of the chest? Just a wooden chest with a lock on it. Not too complicated a lock.
That seems to fall squarely within Kruger's purview.
Indeed. I would definitely be interested in opening this up unless we have some reason to not do so. I mean, we don't, right? This is something we would want to open.
I do not see why you wouldn't have a reason to open it, so open it you will. You don't need to make a roll, it just takes about 10-20 minutes, and the lock is off, and you can open this chest.
And, I call over the others, and... Alright, let's see what's inside.
And you open it, and it is filled with ink bottles, dried quills, various bits of paper unwritten on and rotting a little, and scribbles of various mathematical formula.
I just look at Siegfried.
I stare at it. I'm more than likely to shrug. Mathematical formulae are not my strong suit. Is there a particular skill that I should be using here?
No, on the grounds that you have plenty of time to assess what's in the box. This is largely just maths, astrology stuff. Some of the ink is still usable, and you check it, so there you go. At least you have some ink for letter writing. There is one bit of a scrap of paper there. It does have something written on it, and that you can read. It is in Reichsspiel.
I clear my throat. In this 2,302nd year of our empire, on the night of the ill-omened Hexen Stag, Morslieb, did shine with a green and unnatural light, and its shape was as if it bore a grinning countenance of most horrible appearance. The heavens were filled with a great number of shooting stars, and some of these did seem to fall upon the ground, which groaned under their assault. Again, during the night of the Geheimenstag, Morslieb was dominant in the sky, and the firmament was crisscrossed with a tracery of shooting stars. Being forewarned by the earlier events of Hexenstag, I was able to trace the course of a particularly large shooting star, which seemed to issue from Morslieb itself. According to my calculations, the star must have fallen to earth in the uplands of, what's this, Talabak land? Near the headwaters of the River Narn. Well, I know nothing of astronomy or astrology, but is Morslieb essentially a moon or a known star in the sky?
It is better than that, because everyone knows this. Morslieb is the Chaos Moon. You very recently saw it shining green and full over Bogenhafen.
Was it there, or was it just there in our visions?
That is a question you do not know the answer to. You definitely saw it with your own eyes.
Well, some of us did.
Well, some of us more than others, but I believe it is the case that even within the same town, some people might see it, some people might not, and of those that do, they will see it at various sizes and intensities, such as the nature of the Chaos Moon.
The year cited on the document. The 2302nd year of our empire. Where is that in relation to where we are now?
The current year is 2512.
Oh, wow. So there's over 200 years difference between this being written and where we are now.
Indeed. And again, it almost looks more like a transcription of something than an original text.
Is it in the same handwriting as the letters from Wittgenstein?
Yes.
So it looks like our little Lord Wittgenstein was keeping himself busy transcribing astronomical texts.
At the risk of exposing us to yet another adventure or conspiracy, would it be worth finding someone who knows of this? Knows the movement of the stars?
I'm not opposed to doing that. My only thing, when I weigh up the options, is yes, I am very curious as to know the pertinence of this, and there are undoubtedly people who know the secrets of these kinds of phenomena, but on the other hand, the kinds of people who know the secrets to this kind of phenomena tend to be the sorts of people we don't trust, enjoy the company of, or who have tried to kill us in the past. So, as long as we approach them prepared for betrayal, I would suggest it's a good idea.
If you also wanted a slightly safer route, a Temple of Sigmar, probably not, but a Temple of Verena. Verena is, after all, not just the goddess of knowledge, but also isn't just the goddess of justice, but also knowledge. There's lots of libraries normally in your standard Temple of Verena. They might at least be willing to accept this was a scholarly interest, at least if you were very careful.
Well, whether or not the risk is worth taking, perhaps we can wait until after we've dealt with our purple-gloved friend in Kemperbad.
Yes.
If this mystery has waited 200 years, surely it can wait a few more days.
Well, that's the thing with astronomy and astrology, Heinrich. It tends to be that it's either happening or it isn't. And it, from my limited understanding, they're always based around specific dates occurring, specific times, when a moon is at a certain point in the sky, that kind of thing.
You'll also remember, Kruger, those maps that were highlighting a location, and again had astronomical information on them, and him saying he was looking for something, and then he found it.
Yes.
Where are the uplands of Talabak land compared to where we are now?
Very, very close. You are about to go to Kemperbad, which is just on the border of the Reichland and Talabak land.
So Kemperbad is before the uplands, then?
Roughly. It's a very interesting situation. It's literally on the border. It's kind of in Reichland and in Talabak land. People have had wars about this for quite some time.
So Kemperbad is in the uplands of Talabak land, or basically right next to them.
It's close, not quite in the uplands. The uplands in this case, well, you think about that map you remember seeing. That was pointing to somewhere in the uplands, which would be about a couple of days from somewhere like Kemperbad.
And just in relation to Wittgendorf, is that on the river before Kemperbad?
No. Wittgendorf, it will be two more days from Kemperbad, going down the River Reich, going south, far away from the borderline.
So away from Talabak land. All right, yeah, I am. Yes, I'm crafting an image in my mind of where all these places are in relation to each other.
Yes, we're currently at what is considered the border of at least three provinces, and Kemperbad is right on the borderline.
So it wouldn't be entirely out of the question, presuming we were willing to persuade Yosef to wait or leave him to his travels and head inland, for us to investigate this on our own?
Wouldn't be out of the question, but it would be dangerous and expensive. Heading inland to an unknown location, you'd need horses, you'd need rations, and it would be very dangerous. You're pretty sure that area on that map, you know nothing about it, but it's definitely somewhere in the middle of wastelands and forests.
Well, wastelands and forests have never quite been my thing. I like to stay within range of the river, but I'm not unpersuadable in these matters.
indeed. Although, again, Kruger, when Heinrich mentions this, you find yourself wondering, but do you need to? The thing, didn't this man say he'd gone and got it? His expedition was successful, and then he was going back to Wickendorf, so it's possible you might just be treading over old ground, maybe.
That is true. He did indicate that he had found what he was looking for, perhaps brought it back to Wittgendorf, and perhaps the best thing to do would be to head there and see what he brought there. I mean, obviously, he doesn't seem to have succeeded with what he set out to do, but that doesn't mean that, well, that whatever he found isn't still there.
You do, after all think you remember where the map was signaling to go, at least. So at least you could ask about the area.
You say that, but asking around about things we don't understand hasn't gone well for us in the past.
True, but asking, do you know where the uplands are, isn't such a suspicious question.
Well, all the same, I will remain skeptical. I still think it's the better idea for us to pursue our gloved friend, see if that goes anywhere before we start a new dalliance with chaos and fate.
Of course. Still, with these thoughts in mind, it is finally time for you all to get some sleep. And when you awaken in the morning, the boat is already on the move, and Kemperbad is ahead. It is very easy to see Kemperbad before you get there, because Kemperbad is situated on top of a very large cliff. As you are sailing along the River Reich, to the west of you, directly, is forest, the Reichwald. To the east, these cliffs have been rising up for some time. The river then eventually turns onto the River Steer. And that River Steer is the one that then eventually heads from the Reichland into Talatbach Land. Kemperbad is situated above this river gorge, if you will. There's a big bridge connecting two parts of the town. And then, of course, there are the ports. Now, you might be thinking, how do the ports reach the cliff city? And the answer is quite ingenious. Dwarven lifts. Large wooden pulley mechanisms, mainly consisting of wood and rope, are attached at the bottom of the cliff, and then, via some ingenious mathematics, people are able to hoist themselves all the way up to the main town itself. The lock that goes up to the River Steer is also guarded and currently closed. You do need to pay a toll to go that way. And then, of course, the River Reich itself eventually then continues past Kemperbad and then starts veering down south, eventually getting all the way to Nuln, although that's about another week. And so you see the town of Kemperbad before you. You begin entering the port, and Captain Joseph comes out and says, "Well, lads, we're finally here, Kemperbad. Now I'm going to go and talk to some people. Heinrich, I want to find out exactly the last time people saw, your parents' boat. And then I'm going to go and see if we can start selling some of this stuff. I'm going to send Walder off, see if she can get rid of those books and the glass. And hopefully by the end of the day, you'll all have some coin. Oh, and don't forget, you've already owed a little bit of coin." And he gives you all a gold piece each.
I'll tip my very expensive hat, which feels silly now that I've changed career, and thank him sincerely.
I too will thank him.
I'll thank him too. I'm not utterly rude, but I will also hope for assistance in unloading various goods.
No, of course. Before I go too far, when he mentioned looking for my parents, was there a hint of anything that says he might want me to participate in that?
You don't think so? Could you roll an intuition check?
Surely. I don't recall being particularly good at this, but let's see what happens. Oh, well, I rolled an 8, so it doesn't really matter how bad I am at it. That looks like 3 success levels, or 4 success levels.
No, he doesn't seem to want your help. He seems very neutral about it. But again, hopefully you're going to hear good news. Your parents came this way, and hopefully they are heading back the way they came. That's what you're hoping to hear.
Well, of course, if Sigmar smiles upon us.
Meanwhile, just before you leave the boat, Rina comes over to you, Kruger, and says, "Well, all right, I guess you two three are going to go off and do something, but try not to be too long, yeah? We're nearly there, and I just want to get there, and then I'll be out of your hair. So I hope that's all right. I hope you don't just go off somewhere."
No, we'll definitely be back. I definitely want to know what's happened to your sister. We'll try to be as quick as possible. We just have to deal with this. You know, have to protect the people and all that.
Yeah, whatever. Well, all right. Well, I'll be waiting here then, I guess. Make myself useful somehow. And, all right, enjoy your day. And it seems to be implied that you at least have the day to be in Kemp Bad. The question is, what do the three of you do? It's going to cost you either 4 or 5 silver to use those lifts, or you could take the stair, which is about a 2-hour walk up the cliff to get to Kemp Bad proper. Your choice.
Well, given that we're already, in my view, pushing Joseph's hospitality by making him stop at every damn place of interest along this river, I think we need to treat time as if it is precious and pay the cost for these lifts. And at any other point in Kemp Bad, if we can do something quickly, we probably should.
Agreed.
So, taking into account that you'll be using the lifts, what do the three of you do? Are you all going to stick together? Or are you going to separate? You tell me.
I think it would be incredibly foolhardy for us to strike out our separate ways.
And yet, we will cover more ground that way and be able to... If there is something going on, we're more likely to uncover it as a distant group that occasionally rendezvous than as a clump moving together. Then again, I can understand why you might be feeling a little paranoid, Heinrich, given you were recently filleted.
Filleted, and I'll remind you, the last time that we split up, I had a very lethal crossbow pointed in my face. But let it not be said that I am not one to take risks in the name of whatever foolhardy errand we're on. That said, do we know who should be going where?
Well, I have two objectives, primarily. One is purely commercial. I want to see if there is any buyer in Kemp Bad, such as at the temple mentioned, who would be interested in a lot of the things we are currently storing in Joseph's barge. But that is a purely commercial transaction. The other is to find this tower that this Herzen individual dwells in. There can't be a huge number of towers here. And even if there are, identifying that tower and just doing the sniff test to determine whether there's something slightly unusual with it would be also high on my list.
Indeed. Also, don't forget that you probably want to pay the Physicians Guild a visit and turn in a letter.
Yes, you know, I do have personal need to be here as well. That's true. It's so easy to get caught up in the grander world of things than and to forget my own personal desires, but yes, I do need to do that.
I'm a fair shake better at skulking than I am at haggling. If we need someone to go handle the tower finding part of our endeavor, I'm happy to take that on board. Then again, this being a city with alleyways, Kruger, I'd understand if you wanted me to defer to your expertise.
I do look forward to exploring the darker sides of this city, that's for sure. And see if there's perhaps something that can be learned from the more shady elements of the town's populace. They might know a thing or two about what goes on in that tower and, well, anything that might be of use to us.
Sounds like you have some ideas of what you want to do. Let's roll with Heinrich then. So Heinrich, what is the next main thing you do?
If Kruger is going to go looking for the tower, I think carousing might be the best bet. Just quietly mention the name and see if it puts a chill in the room, or see if I can't flush out someone who might be willing to follow me into an alley where we can decide who's the better man and maybe get some answers.
Certainly. In that case, you will find the nearest tavern you can. Kemp Bad is full of them. Also, lots of merchants with very, very fancy clothing, you notice. Very outlandish, apparently. Kemp Bad is known for this. And you begin to strike up some conversation with people. Let's roll that gossip roll and see what you hear.
I'll take a 12. That is 3 levels of success.
Well, it takes some time to really get to the root of the matter. A lot of people are more excited about talking about the current troop movements in Talipland and Ostland. Something to do with the Grand Prince of Ostland hiring mercenaries for an attack. War could break out any time. People apparently are very concerned that the Emperor isn't doing anything about this, but are assured he will soon. Although then you hear some other people say that the Emperor hasn't actually been seen for a few weeks. This is then immediately countered by people saying, he's been on parades all the time! There seems to be a bit of disagreement, some people even suggesting that the Emperor was ill. And that, combined with this mutant proclamation, are causing quite a bit of a stir. But you eventually turn the conversation to Towers. You have a bad Towers, yes?
The Towers, but I'm also going to mention the name Herzon and see if that makes anybody's eyebrows pucker.
Nobody reacts to the name Eltka Herzon, but one person does react to the name Kemperbad Tower. They look a bit confused and say, Kemperbad Tower? Oh, wait, you mean the old... Oh, yeah, about an hour from town. And then another person goes, oh, yeah, that bloody wizard moved in there. Oh, bloody wizard, and everyone spits on the ground.
A wizard, you say?
Damn straight. Still, I guess it could be worse. They could be living in the town. I don't know. Why can't they just, you know, when you use them, put them in, like, a little box or something? Like, why do they have to walk around afterwards? That's what I want to know.
Oh, from your mouth to Sigmar's ears. Has this one caused any trouble?
Of course she has! She's a wizard!
Allow me to correct myself. I apologize. More trouble than usual for a spellcasting type.
At that, everyone goes a bit quiet and says, like, well, not lately, or not really, and then one book says, but eventually she will. Eventually. Living in a tower, people like that. Oh, bastards, the lot of them.
Oh, no. Of course, if they're out in the open causing trouble, you know what they're up to, but if they're in that tower alone, oh, it could be anything.
Exactly. And then one person pipes in. But to be fair, she doesn't come to town often, and I think she's apparently not even there that often. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Still, though, yeah. Oh, you stay well clean. You don't want to get turned into a toad or something. Bloody wizards. I know we need them, but... Oh, God.
Well, keep working on that idea about the wizard box. I think you're onto something there.
Oh, exactly. Like, you know, like, you take them out when they're needed for, you know, protecting people, you know, war, and then you put them back... I mean, imagine, would you let a cannon just walk about?
Oh, certainly not. Can you imagine how insufferable the people of Nuln would be if they had cannons that could walk?
Exactly. And so the agreement seems to be that there is indeed a wizard who lives in a tower, just an hour, although it's a bit longer by foot. And of course, no one is particularly fond of them. But to be fair, most people in towns and villages don't like wizards.
And rightfully so. I would be remiss if I did not ask. There weren't other towers being mentioned. It is not going to be the case that we wander out and it's a different wizard with a different tower.
No, this apparently used to be an old guard tower that's now disused. After all, the roads from Kemperbad east don't really lead anywhere. Eventually the lands become quite foresty on the borders of Talekbek land.
Well, very well, then I will consider myself content with this information. And just continue with my gentle carousing until such a time that the party needs to reconvene.
Indeed. Let us go to Siegfrieda. What is the first task you do? You had a few.
Well, I think the first task, let's deal with the Physician's Guild, shall we? I have this scroll clutched close to me. I will ask the nearest messenger child that's running to and fro. Excuse me, could you direct me to the Physician's Guild?
They nod and do so. It's not a grand physician's guild by any means, but not a bad one for a town of this size. You go into a meeting room, and a clerk comes and asks what your business is.
My name is Siegfrieda. I was a physician's apprentice. I have a letter here of Mark recommending my approval into the physician's guild. I suddenly feel very nervous after being... so incredibly confident with pretty much every surgical and medicinal action up until now. This feels like a moment where things could actually happen. Where I could receive official approval.
It is exciting. There's a bit of a pause. The man with long glasses takes your note and reads it. He hears someone screaming in the background and someone else saying, calm down, it's only the leg. And then the man hands the letter back to you. Interesting. Sponsorship. Elvira Clangston. I, of course, she'd retired from the business, wanted to be a herbologist or something in a small town somewhere. Surprising she's sponsoring someone. Must have made quite the impression on her.
Yes, you see, I developed... I'm sorry, I'm not trying to boast. I've been, as I say, a physician's apprentice for many years, and I did not have the good fortune to have a master who ever wanted me to qualify, if you understand my meaning. It was only after I was set free from his tutelage that I was able to prove all that I had learned.
Well, yes, all right, dear. This is a place of business. We don't have all day. You are, of course, aware of how sponsorship works, yes? In your first year, any issues or problems will be directly linked to your sponsor first. She is responsible for you. If you are caught in any illegal dealings or anything that makes the guild look bad, you will both be punished, yes?
Oh, of course, but I don't anticipate doing anything illegal or...
Good. Good, good, good.
Wrong-headed.
In that case, give me a moment. He goes to behind his desk and begins writing something, getting out a very big official red stamp, and he stamps it to parchment and hands it over to you. Welcome to the Physicians Guild. You are now officially a licensed doctor in its service. Naturally, this contract here enables you to permit your work in most cities of the Empire. You will, of course, be entitled to refuge and apprenticeship at any actual guild building. Any funds you make, of course, you'll be expected to pay your dues yearly to whichever physician's guild you feel most comfortable with. Welcome to the guild. May Shalia bless your hands, and so on.
Well, I drop to my knees. I take his hand. Thank you. Thank you so much. Looking down at the ground, I will not disappoint the Physicians Guild. This has been everything I've wanted for years. I burst into tears.
Oh. Well, now, again, I once knew Elvira. I owed her a favour. And again, a sponsorship is a sponsorship. Consider yourself lucky, young lady. Not everyone gets lucky enough to get a sponsorship.
Yes, of course. I do. She was very, very kind, and I won't disappoint her or your good selves. I've already been told I've stitched up and mended an impossible wound. I intend to be wrist deep in many other sets of guts before my life's work is up.
Well, very good. Now, unfortunately, here in Kepabad, we don't have any spaces at the moment for new doctors, but again...
Oh, I intend to travel.
Excellent. Well, without further ado, I have work to do myself, but again, welcome to the Physicians Guild. Remember, you now represent us all.
I nod. And I leave, feeling a combination of huge relief, weight off my shoulders and my mind. A major objective in my life has been achieved. But there is, of course, the immediate hollowness replacing it of, so is that all it is? That I now have a place to sleep. People to learn under, that you know, that is good, that sure, that is good, but I feel like I should be walking out feeling something, carrying something that tells everyone, here I am, this is what I can do. But looking down at myself, I am still Siegfrieda.
Yes, looking at your contract, you are of course now a member of the guild. But it's quite different being a member and being a respected leader of said guild. That path perhaps is still a long one. But according to this, for at least the next few years, you're sponsored. You need to pay a certain amount of gold coin every year, membership fees. And of course, you are now legally allowed to practice the skill of medicine anywhere in the Empire, as long as you have this piece of paper.
Yeah, I think I will be sealing this piece of paper in wax to ensure that it never gets damaged. But otherwise, I feel the need to celebrate, but I'm aware that Kemperbad may not be the best place to do it. What better than when we leave this town than to spend some of this gold that I have on me now on some decent booze and bring it back to the barge and have a drink with not only my friends but also my extended family who crew this vessel.
Indeed. We'll also make things nice and simple, because if you then were to stop off at the Temple of Arena on the way back to the boat, you'll find that Walder had the same idea as you, and you are able to negotiate not a bad deal with the librarian there to offload some of those books and even the glassware. So that is taken care of. You think you've made about 20 gold crowns. Obviously, that's going to be shared out among everyone, but maybe each of you three will be getting at least 4 gold crowns each, at least according to Walder.
Well, that definitely made our little burglary and setting fire to expedition worth it, I would say. I not only feel qualified, I also feel richer. Today is going well. What possible things could occur to put a dampener on my spirits?
Indeed. Kruger, what are you doing?
Well, as I said, I have been looking forward to exploring the dark side of the town and perhaps see if I can learn something about, well, what they have seen going on in and around this tower, and if there's anything that's known about this Herzon character, if anyone knows what they're actually up to.
Then you'll start going down some alleyways and maybe some shadier pubs. Kemperbad is quite a nice town at the end of the day, but all towns of the Empire have their darker sides. Please roll a gossip roll and give yourself a +10.
That is 48 under 50.
Ooh, just. Not many people know much about the wizard who lives in the tower to the east. They know they live there. They're very suspicious. But then all wizards are. You do catch someone saying something in one tavern along the lines of, "Mind you, though, she did come in the other day and hire a few people for something. What was it they said? A little trip somewhere east? They should probably be back about now, I reckon. Yeah, actually, I saw Hans. Yeah, he was with the guy. Yeah, she was with some sort of a guy. What did he look like? Oh, yeah, he had a big nose. Stupid little haircut. Scrawny fellow.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think I saw them down the docks just today. Yeah. But, you know, he just said something like an escort mission or something. I wouldn't work for a wizard. Well, I don't know, sometimes they get good money. Sometimes. Well, I don't know, bloody wizards. So you get that.
The docks, huh? The docks. Well, that's something. Perhaps they'll still be there. Perhaps there'll be something that I can learn by heading there. So I think that's what I'll do.
Doesn't take you long to backtrack on yourself. After all, you are at the docks. That's where your boat is. You look around the pier for a little bit. Again, it's a very interesting view looking up, seeing a big city above you, and then the pier below it. You don't see anything too unusual. But then, let's roll a perception check. Give yourself a +10.
37 under 53, that's 2 degrees of success.
You find yourself just almost backtracking all the way back to the boat, and you see that Yosef has returned, a lot of the crates are being moved off the boat, so it looks like that's all done. It's been a couple of hours now, approaching late afternoon, and then you do see something that causes you to stop, mainly out of surprise. There's a boat very near yours, it's got a couple of people on it. They look like mercenary types, you know, they've got weapons, they've got armour. And then you see a very familiar face. Not that familiar, to be fair. You only saw him for a few seconds, after all. The man from the coach. The man with the silly little haircut and the long nose. You seem to recall Siegfried called him a clown. He's there, on that boat. Huh. Surprising.
Huh. It's a very small world, I think to myself. Or perhaps this has some deeper significance.
What do? You watch them for a bit. It seems this man's on the boat. He's waiting. He's carrying his clothing. He still looks like a traveling scholar. And these other two people are waiting. Looks like the boat's going to leave soon. You see a sailor's on it, kind of looking a bit impatient.
I'll approach this sailor and just try to casually ask, you're almost done with your preparations, huh?
Yep, sorry, sir. We're booked already. Heading northwards. Quick journey.
Where are you headed?
We're roughly heading just around the, we're heading towards Altdorf, but these folks are making a few stops. At that point, the man sort of looks quite impatiently and looks in your direction, and his eyes widen for a moment as he squints at you, and then he kind of goes back to ignoring you again. He's clearly recognized you.
Hmm. I suppose the damage is already done. I'll just walk up to him then and see if I can engage him in conversation before they leave. Oh, you. I think we met, didn't we? Well, met is perhaps a strong way of putting it, but we...
I don't really recall, sir. Sorry, do you have some business with me? I'm a very busy man. I'm a physician. I'm very busy. What do you want?
Oh, you're a physician?
Yes.
You're here for work, then, or...
No. Well, yes. Frankly, sir, none of your business.
That's true. I just found it very interesting that you would be here, that's all. But then again, I suppose all kinds of roads lead here, so...
Yes, well, you know, being an important person, I have to be in important places. We can't all be travelling waifs like I seem to recall you were.
No, we cannot all be that. Some people have to be important.
Still with that learned friend of yours, who called me a jester.
I mean, it wasn't completely incorrect, was it?
Oh, I see. Away with you, before I call the watch and tell you that you're bothering business people. Bloody peasants.
I just smile and laugh at that and begin moving off. Hasn't changed, I see.
He doesn't seem to have, no, still quite up himself. Could you roll one more perception check? A normal, challenging one this time.
Unfortunately, that's no good, so I will try and use a point of fortune. So I want to get this right. That's better. That is 2 degrees of success.
2 degrees of success. Very good. You catch sight as you're leaving the boat of someone near one of the lifts. They're just getting on it, but they were looking in your direction. And as you look in their direction, they seem to kind of look away and start heading up the lift. But you think that person was watching you. Definitely. Some man wearing a hooded cloak definitely was just watching you. You think he's been watching you for 5 minutes now?
That is not good. This is perhaps a good time to make myself scarce and make sure that we don't end up being shot like we almost were before.
That could happen, although at the same time, the lift hasn't left yet. Just about to. You might be able to quickly follow this man if you wanted. There's time.
I'll try to find some way of disappearing then, and seeing if I can actually follow them. Perhaps they won't be all that interested in me. Perhaps they have other things to do. Yes. Just need to disappear once and then be right back on the trail and I'll see where they're headed.
You have a talent for shadowing people, don't you, Kruger? So feel free simply to roll a stealth check here. See how you do shadowing this individual.
3 degrees of success on that.
You realize that straight going on the lift he's going on is a bad idea. So instead you'll take the one next to him. You get on and start heading back up into Camperbad proper. You begin following this man. He takes a few turns, goes down a few alleyways, makes sure not to be seen. And finally, he goes down a little dead end. And you see him meeting with someone else. What do you do? You have not been spotted. It's possible you could get even closer if you wanted. You could also make yourself known. Crossbow at the ready. What do you do?
I need to find out who they're talking to. I don't want to confront anyone directly here. I have no idea what they're capable of. And, well, even though I did prove myself quite capable previously, I would be alone here, and it's very possible that there might be other people that I haven't spotted yet. So, yes, I'll try and find out who it is that they're talking to and see if I can overhear their conversation.
Then you shall. It's not difficult for you to sneak just a little closer, hide yourself behind a barrel, and hear the conversation. They are speaking very quietly, but you can catch most of it. You notice just before they start speaking that they do a little hand gesture to each other. One of them tugs on their ear, and the other then scratches his chin. The first man says to the other, "Yes, I reckon it's him." "Very good. All right, so he did come through here after all." "Yeah, that's right. We better report this in then." "Yep, no. Mr. Liebrung here in Camperbad." "Of course. Noted, noted. Did you see any sign of it?" "Oh, it might be on the boat, but I couldn't tell." "All right. Should we deliver the message?" Maybe give it to the evening, and then I'll see if I can sneak on board and get the message to him. Do you think we'll be rewarded for this?" Of course we will. But again, we have to be careful. Did you see the two he's with?" "No, but I think they're nearby." "Yeah, remember, they're probably quite dangerous. Still, here he is." "Ha! Bloody bastard." "Well, hang on, we don't know for sure that he's actually turned yet." "Oh, come on, why is he in fucking Camperbad? It's hardly the right way. I do believe that Middenheim is completely in a different direction." That's true. All right, yeah, all right. I'll keep a close eye out, and we'll make sure we give him the message tonight." "Yes." What do? The other man finally leaves, and now it's just this man. He's looking around him, hasn't seen you.
Well, they're going to attempt a trap. Perhaps this is not a bad opportunity to preempt that. I will try and sneak up behind him, dagger at the ready, see if I can get him to deliver the message, but just the message, just whatever it is that they want to find out, what it is that they're looking for, why they're following us.
Roll another stealth check. Sadly, this time it will be opposed.
Fortune continues to smile on me. That's 2 degrees of success.
You move quickly, knife ready, and get straight behind his back. Tenses up, starts reaching for a dagger himself. What do you do?
No. You know better than that, I say, as I have the dagger against him. If I've been able to get it against his throat, that's what I would have done. But if not, I will have it in such a position where he would understand that he wouldn't have time to pull his weapon before I would have cut him.
Fuck you! Fucking, it's you! Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! God! Okay! Calm down!
Hey, I'm nothing but calm. You can be calm too. I'm not here to kill you. But I do want to know why all this? What is it that you hope to get from me?
Fucking give you a fucking message. What did you think's gonna happen, you moron?
What's the message?
It's in my pocket.
Yeah? You fish it out and I'll have a look.
It is a text message. You can't read it, sadly. Someone has written you something. And it goes, "Easy, there we go, yeah, just delivering the message. Although, it's true, isn't it? It's true. You're a fucking traitor, aren't you? I can tell.
What, do I give off some smell, or?
Well, what you're fucking doing, Liebrung. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to cause you any problems, but you can't do what you're doing and get away with it.
Look, there's a plan behind everything. You don't have to understand it. Just trust in the plan. It'll be fine. Now don't bother me and my friends anymore, all right? You keep to your thing and leave me alone. It will all make sense in the end."
He spits on the ground. "Sure. Well, if you do what the message says, I guess you are forgiven. I don't know. But know this, Lieberung. If you really have turned traitor, you will regret it.
Well, consider the message delivered, then. Now, go off on your way. I hope I won't see you. Not for a very long time.
You won't see me. But you will hear from us, of course.
Oh, I look forward to that. And I'll send him on his way. And back away into the shadows if I can.
He kind of steps off a little, looks in your direction, frowns, and then bolts.
Well, I have the message in my hand, and I definitely want to allow Siegfrieda to have a look at that later. For now, I just contemplate the conversation. Still about Lieberung, huh? And Lieberung being a traitor, that's what they're worried about. And it still seems as if they haven't completely given up on him. I don't know what to do with this. On some level, I would like to tell them that I'm not him, but I don't know that that would really help. I don't know that they would believe me, because obviously I'm Castor Lieberung. I mean, I look like him. Oh, what have I gotten myself caught up in?
There was also something about, did you see it, and it could be on the boat. What on earth could that be about?
Yeah. Some form of artifact, something we've picked up along the way. I try to think back. Is there anything that we have ended up confiscating along the way that might match that? It would have to be something we picked up very early.
No, not really. You can't think of anything. At least anything obvious.
Yeah. Perhaps they're mistaken. That would be bad. That would be bad, because then we wouldn't be able to provide them with them if they did come for it, and if they brought a lot of people. Now, I'll think about this as I begin journeying back to my friends.
And so eventually, all three of you will meet back on the boat with a lot of news to tell each other. It has been a busy day in Kemperbad indeed.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the legendary campaign The Enemy Within for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition, published by Cubicle 7. In the second part of the series, we are tackling Book 2, Death on the Reich. Joining us as players in this series are none other than Aaron Hammonds from Queen's Court Games and our dear friend Matthew Dawkins. The music was made by Flowers for Body Snatchers, Word Clock, Metatron Omega, Aegir Sonus, Apocryphus, Halgrath, and Northumbria, featuring a number of collaborations with other artists, and was used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Check out their website at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for some moody dark ambient for your gaming table. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Rollerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Bob Lange, Julian, Cameron, Anchon, and Graham Barry for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult of Indie Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you again for listening, and remember, Skaven are definitely not real.